to Proverbs chapter number 3. I'll begin reading in verse number 1. It says, "My son, forget not my law, and let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. And it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity we have to meet together, Lord. We just thank you for all that you do for each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, we ask you to be with us. Lord, help me to preach what you'd have me preach. Help me to say what you'd have me say. Open your word to us, Lord, as only you can. Lord, speak to hearts here this morning. Lord, if there's any here that don't know you as personal Savior, Lord, you reach down, speak to that heart, help them receive you as Savior. Lord, we ask you to be with us as Christians. Lord, just take us to heavenly places. Meet the needs, lift the burdens, and Lord, just bless as only you can. And Lord, we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I titled this sermon, Trust and Obey. I was thinking about how many times the Lord has given me that old hymn, Trust and Obey, which says, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." Sometimes when we look at the things that's going on in the world around us, in our lives, in the lives of others, we just have to rely upon the Lord and just trust and obey. You know, he's the one who's there for us. He's the one who's there to help us. He's the one who wants to teach us and show us what he would have in store for us, what blessings he has for us. We go through the trials and troubles of this old life. He's there to help us every step of the way. I'm glad that he is the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, you know, the glorious shepherd, you know, the one who we learned about in Sunday school class this morning, the one who's always there for us. Why is the world in so much turmoil and trouble and strife and all? Because they don't have the shepherd. They don't know our shepherd. But I'm glad he's always there for us. He's there that he's the one who has it all worked out for us, and that we can trust in him. You know, we may not understand everything that's going on. The verses here, 5 and 6, says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." We put it in the shepherd's hands, because if we've been born into the family of God, we're in his hands, and we put it all in the shepherd's hand, and I'm glad he's the one that we can trust in. He's the one who's there for us. You know, just thinking about the old game where maybe you put your children up on a high spot, or they were up, you know, in a high place, and you ask them to jump, that you would catch them, and that they, being trusting children, would jump and you would catch them. I'm glad that we have a Father who catches us no matter where we jump from, where we try to fall from, or whatever. He's always there to help us. We fall, and he's there to pick us up, dust us off. He never gives up on us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. I'm glad that we can trust in him every step of the way. I'm glad that he's the one who's got it all worked out. I mean, the weatherman don't know what it's going to do this afternoon, but he does. He's got it all worked out. We're just put ourselves in his hands and trust in him. We don't know what's going to happen in this old world that's in a spiral and turmoil, strife, and everything that's happening on every side. But we know those in the world out there are trying to do what's right in their own eyes and not necessarily in the shepherd's eyes, you know. But I'm glad this chief shepherd has it all worked out, that he's the one who's there for us, that we can trust in him, and he's the one who'll see us victoriously through. He's going to see us all the way home to heaven. Hey, we're just pilgrims passing through this old earth. I'm glad when we get up into heaven, we'll have a brand new body and a brand new home. This old body won't need any more fixing up. You know, as you get older and get more artificial parts, well, I heard one person say, well, just when I graduate to heaven, it'll just be a pile of junk laying down on this old earth. You know, all these glasses and hearing aids and all like that will be left behind. All the artificial parts we get down here will be left behind. The pain and sorrow, this old body will be left behind. We'll have a brand new body and a brand new home. And there'll be no more aches, no more pain, no more sickness, no more sorrow. You know, old COVID will even be left behind. You know, all that'll be left for the world down here to enjoy. But we'll be up skipping the streets of heaven in that brand new home, walking and talking with the Lord. You know, we'll be living, instead of living by faith, then we'll be living by sight. Today we're living to live by faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hey, we're to live this life by faith, by trusting in the Lord, keeping our eyes upon the Lord and trusting in him. That's what the Christian walk is all about. As we walk, are to walk in faith. I mean, we put our faith in the Lord to save us, that our sins are forgiven. We're born into the family of God. I hope everyone here has done that. That's the greatest decision you ever make in your life. I'm glad two men came knocking on my door one day and told me I was a sinner, that I needed a Savior, and Jesus was the one who died for my sin, that I need to receive him as Savior. And I'm glad even when those two men would walk out of my house and I wouldn't make that decision that day, that God never gave up on me. The Holy Spirit dealt with this hard head and hard heart for 5 years after that, till he got me to the point I knew there was no other way to turn. And I'm glad when I cried out to him, he reached way down below the bottom and he saved me, forgave my sins, that I could be born into the family of God. God is the one who wants to teach us to have a closer walk with him, to live more and more by faith, and as we walk this life as a Christian. I've heard people say, well, I'll die for the Lord, but they can't live for the Lord. You know, he wants us to live this life for him, trusting in him. Hey, I'm glad salvation's free, but we were bought with a price, that Jesus paid that price upon the cross of Calvary, that we could be born into the family of God. God's the one who's with us every step of the way, that we don't have to walk this life alone again. We just cry out to him. He's the one who's got it all worked out. He's the one who's going to see us victoriously through. He's the one who's going to want us, as we go through the trials and troubles of this old life, to have a closer walk with him. And I'm glad I say he's going to see us all the way home to heaven. You know, the Lord's the one who's there. And I know, you know, COVID's out there. I know a lot of people have had it, have gotten it. I've been in churches where, you know, the pastor, assistant pastor have had it, and different people have had it. God's protected me so far. And, you know, I tell everyone, if you hear I got it, and it got me, I just graduated to heaven. God's done with me. I'm done on this old earth. You know, I probably told you the last time I was down here that, You know, when I went through the cancer, I felt so bad going through chemo that I begged the Lord to take me home. And he come to me, that voice of that small, still voice of the Holy Spirit, that arm of comfort, put his arm around me and said, "You're not going home." Said, "I'm not done with you yet. Sorry, here I am." But, you know, but one day I'll be graduated up home. And so will. I'm still looking for the uptaker, not the undertaker. But either way, it's a win-win situation. We're in God's hands and trusting in him. He wants us to build our faith as we live this life as a Christian. I'm glad that saving faith is just the beginning of the journey. It's not the end. We have faith to live this life as a Christian. Hey, we know how this is all going to work out. We know how this old world's going to work out. We know times are going to get worse and worse as we get closer to the Lord's coming. And all like that. Nobody likes to see it, but we know we're going to be graduated all the way home to heaven. So why is trusting God so difficult? You know, we want life to make perfect sense. You know, we've grown up, been trained, and all, you know, well, if I see it, I'll believe it. Now, you believe what God said, the promises of God, what he says, one day we'll see it. One day it'll be sight. Today it's faith. You know, one in God's world, one and one don't always equal two. You know, God's world, his ways are above our ways. God has it all worked out. I'm glad the Lord is the one who's there. I'm glad that, you know, that day I surrendered to his call, left my job and all, and just surrendered to what the Lord would have me do. He taught me to live by faith, by trusting in him. You know, as I went to the first mission conference in Southwest Pennsylvania after I surrendered to the Lord's calling, you know, the evangelist that was preaching there was a church planner. He said, "You know, you're crazy. You quit your job. You have no income, no support, no meetings. Don't really know what the Lord wants you to do. You're crazy. That you'll starve to death." All I could think of was what Oliver Green always said. I might be a nut, but praise the Lord, I fell off the right tree. You know, that was 22 years ago. Haven't missed a meal. Haven't missed a bill. God has just brought it all together. And just trusting in him, and he works it all out. He opens the doors where he would have me to be. That's the exciting thing about serving the Lord. You know, last year, all the COVID and things shut down and all like that, I was busier than ever. But, you know, because God's in charge. He's the one who's in control. He's the one who's there with us. And we trust in him. You know, we want everything on our own timetable. Say, "Lord, you know, I want it. I want it now." You know, I'm very patient, as long as I have what I asked for yesterday. You know, and most of us are like that. But it's all in God's timetable. He works it all out. You know, I in the ministry, I'd like to be booked up like a lot of evangelists, missionaries, and all like that. But I found out that it doesn't work for me. You know, I used to make all the calls at the beginning of the year. And, you know, even back in those days, you couldn't get a hold of a real live person most of the time. You know, and nothing seemed like nothing was working out. I said, "Okay, Lord, it's your ministry. Where do you want us?" And, you know, a couple days after that, the phone would start ringing. And usually it was people that I hadn't even thought of, you know, that the Lord had put me on their heart, met them at a meeting or somewhere, prayer letter or whatever. And, you know, and God just opened doors after door where he knows where he wants us. He knows where what he wants us to do. We serve the Lord in the ministries of the church as, you know, the Lord's in charge of those ministries. He's the one. We just need to be faithful to him because he sure is faithful to us. And the Lord is the one who's there. Think about Jonah. You know, he was called to go to Nineveh. And that was the last place he wanted to go. You know, he was preaching to his own people, and the Lord said, go to Nineveh. And they were the enemy. They were a barbaric people that were known for their torturing of their enemies and all like that. And he got in that ship, bought a ticket on that ship to go in the opposite direction. But he couldn't run from God. You can't run from God. God's going to get you. You know, I tried running from God when he called me into the ministry. And, you know, for 5 years, I changed jobs in the company I was working with and different things to get away from that calling, but nothing worked. I'm thankful today for that day he finally got through this hard head, and I surrendered to his calling, and he's the one who's met the needs each and every day, each and every way. You know, God's the one who's there for us, to help us and to guide us and direct us. And he's there. You know, don't spend time running from the Lord. Don't spend time in the belly of the fish. Not a good place to be. I don't think he was down there in his easy boy recliner. But he was down there. But when he came to his senses and surrendered to the call of God, the fish vomited him out on dry ground, didn't he? Didn't even have to swim to shore. And he made a track for Nineveh and preached a great revival there. That's how God works. God wants to use each and every one of us in the ministries that he called us into. And the Lord is the one who's there to help us. You know, Proverbs here 3:7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Just walk with the Lord. I'm glad that he's there with us to help us walk this walk. We have the Holy Spirit as our comforter, our teacher, and our guide. We have the Word of God to guide us along. You know, where the world around us doesn't make sense, it all makes sense in the eyes of God. As I said, we win because the Lord has won the victory for each and every one of us. This old world's going down the tubes of destruction, but God is still on the throne. He's going to bring his judgment. You know, you can't turn your back on God and not pay the price, if you will. The chastisement comes. But God is the one who's there for us to help and guide and direct. God's ways don't always make sense. Just think, there's a lot of examples in the Bible where God's ways didn't make sense. Think about Noah building the ark. The world was exceedingly wicked, but Noah found grace in the eyes of God. God told him to build an ark. Probably said, what's an ark? You know, well, it's going to rain, it's going to flood. Well, what's rain? I mean, it probably wasn't rain at that time. The earth was watered from beneath, from the deep. And God, you know, God called him to build that ark. 120 years he probably preached and built. I'm sure he was the tourist attraction of the known world at that time, that everybody came out to see this crazy man that was building a boat in the middle of the mountains or wherever. You know, and all like that. He took the harassment and laughing and all like that. But who won? He did, because he obeyed God, because he did what the Lord would have him to do. He probably didn't understand it all, how it was all going to work out. You know, that's the exciting thing about serving the Lord. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. He doesn't show us the whole picture. He doesn't show us what he's going to do, because most of us aren't ready to for what he's going to do in our lives, what he wants to do in our lives. It's like being called to preach. You know, I thought it was a young preacher boy. The first time I preached, the church would be full and people be hanging from the chandeliers, looking in the windows and all like that. Of course, that wasn't the case. number one, I wasn't ready for a crowd like that, you know. And, you know, the Lord was in charge. He has to trust us with the little things before he can do the big things. And he trusts us and uses it in a little way before he'll do the bigger things. The Lord is the one who's there for us. Think about Paul and the thorn in his flesh, you know. Paul prayed three times to have that thorn removed from his flesh, whatever it was. Some say his eyesight or, you know, different things, but whatever it was, it hampered him from serving the Lord. But God told him his grace was sufficient. And Paul kept on keeping on, didn't he? And God used him in a great way. And, you know, God can use us in spite of our frailties, our failures, and all like that, that we have the power of the Holy Spirit. God is the one who's there to help us. You know, Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You know, we think we know so much. You know, we don't even know what the weather's going to be this afternoon. I mean, Monday we all make plans. Going to go to work or go to school or, you know, I guess celebrate the holiday, whatever it is. But, you know, how many times does our plans change? One phone call, one sickness, one diagnosis of COVID, you know, whatever. Our plans always change, but God's plans never change. Aren't you glad nothing ever takes God by surprise? That he knows what's going to happen, or what not only what's happened yesterday, what's happening today, but he knows what's happening throughout eternity. He has it all planned out. He's got it all mapped out. And he's the one who's there for us. You know, in order to trust God, we must surrender our will, you know, our ideas, our desires, and put God first. You know, when back in 2000, when I surrendered to the ministry, that was the least of my desires. You know, even to preach. You know, the Lord called me to preach and said, "Lord, you're not talking to me." But I'm backward and shy. I don't like talking to one person, let alone a whole congregation. You know, I was a supervisor at work. I had to give a safety talk to a dozen men. I hated doing that. But, you know, I'm glad for that day when I surrendered to the Lord's calling. You know, said, "Lord, I'll surrender your calling. I just need your help, need your Holy Spirit power, need you." And I'm glad the Lord has never left me nor forsaken me. I'm glad the Lord is the one who's always there for me. He's there to help us, and praise the Lord that he'll never let us down. His blessings are far greater than, you know, what blessings we think we have. You know, I was working for, well, Grove Worldwide then, Manitowoc now, but for 30 years before the Lord called me out. You know, I was looking forward to retirement and all like that, but I found out one thing: retirement's not what it's cracked up to be. Old age gets pretty rusty. The golden years get pretty rusty. But I'm glad to say God's blessings are out of this world. His blessings are out of sight. I mean, I have friends all through Maryland, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, you know, and Romania, the Philippines, you know, that I wouldn't have had in any other way. God has brought us together, and we've been able to travel and just meet Christians in churches like this one and all over the place. I'm glad God's not done. I'm glad he's still saving souls. I'm glad he's still working in people's lives. I'm glad he's calling young men into the ministry. God is the one who continues to work as we put our lives in his hands. Hey, Jesus paid it all for each and every one of us on that cross of Calvary, didn't he? He went all the way for each and every one of us. We can never repay him for that free gift of salvation, that we should be doing what he would have us to do, because it's all for his glory, all for him, because he paid it all for each and every one of us. We were bought with a price. And I'm glad the Lord is the one who's there for us. You know, the Lord is the one who's there with us. We place our future in his hands. You know, maybe down on this old earth, we don't get the benefits that the world out there gets, the recognition the world out there gets, but our benefits are out of this world. Our recognition is forever and ever, you know. Hey, it'll be worth it all when we see Jesus. I think we all wish we'd have done more, because he's the one who's there. The Lord is the one who's there to help us. We go through the trials and troubles of this old life, go through the sicknesses and the heartaches, the heartbreaks of this old life. The Lord is the one who's there for us to see us victoriously through, to help us through. You know, we just cry out to him. I'm glad we have the privilege of prayer, that the Lord is the one who's there for us. And we can go to the Lord 24/7, 365 days a year. I'll wake up with a burden or a heartache, you know, at 2 o'clock this morning. I can go to the Lord, and he's always there to hear me. Never on vacation. His phone's never busy. That he's there for us, and I'm glad that he's able to meet that need. I'm glad that he's able to lift that burden. I'm glad that he's there to answer our prayers. And the Lord is the one who we can trust in. You know, we go through those things of this old life. It's a test to bring us closer to the Lord, to test our faith. You know, Romans 8:28 says, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose." You know, it doesn't say all things are going to be good, but it says God works all things together for good, for his glory. You know, we don't know, we go through the trials and tests of this old life, we don't know how it's all going to work out. Sometimes we don't know why. You know, going through the cancer, I asked the Lord many times why. But I just got that message back, just trust and obey. Just trust and obey. And the Lord has used that. You know, nothing else would give me a closer walk with him, to learn to depend upon him more. You know, I still feel the effects of the chemo and all in my memory and my brain and all like that. But you have to learn to trust the Lord more. Plus, the Lord gave me an opportunity to witness to patients and doctors and nurses and people in the Hagerstown Hospital, in the VA at Martinsburg, in the VA at Baltimore, you know, and around, and just God opened door after door after door. And, you know, there's no other way I'd have been able to witness to all those people. And plus, it gave me an understanding of what it is when someone goes through cancer or goes through that illness or an illness and all like that. You know, I've walked a mile in their moccasins, if you will. You know, I've been able to help others that have gone through similar treatments and all that I went through, as that I met along the way. And that's just how God wants to use each and every one of us. We just trust and obey, and he's the one who's there for us, that he works it all together for good. You know, I used to tease my wife. We used to go to the bus conference down at Walkertown, North Carolina. And the only reason she went down was for the cathead biscuits and gravy. You know, if you've ever been to North Carolina and have the big cathead biscuits down there, the one restaurant we always ate at, and all, You know, all those ingredients that went into those biscuits weren't good. I mean, you know, flour, you take a lick of flour, it's not good. The baking soda is not good by itself. The buttermilk, you know, is not good. Now, I know some people like buttermilk, but never been my favorite milk. But, you know, but put all those ingredients together, work it all together, and it comes out, you know, with something that's good and delicious. And that's how God brings our trials and our troubles through, that we would glorify His name. You know, people ask me, how'd you make it through the cancer and the chemo? I said, God, you know, He's the one who's there to help me. He's the one who's there to strengthen me. And, you know, the Lord is the one who's there for us, that He's the one who gives us what we need as we trust and obey. That, you know, we trust Him. God has the best plan of any plan. I'm glad we got assurance and not insurance. You know, in insurance you pay the premiums. Assurance is knowing we're headed for heaven, that no matter what happens in this old life, no matter what's going through, we're headed for heaven. We're pilgrims passing through. There's nothing the old world, the old devil, the old flesh can do about it. The Lord is the one who's there to help us and to guide us and get us through, victoriously through, because He's won the victory for us through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad that He's there with us every step of the way, that we can trust in Him, that we have that long-term security. Our retirement is out of this world. You know, all other things may fail, but God never fails. We may not understand everything that's going on in our life or in the world or around family, whatever, but God is there. He's there to see us through. 1 Chronicles 28:20 says, and David said unto Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. You know, how many times are we admonished in the Word of God, and others are admonished, us through them, to be strong, of good courage. Fear not. You know, God's in charge. He's on the throne. He wants to bless. He wants to continue to use us. He's there with us every step of the way. So how can we our trust in God strengthen? By increasing our knowledge in God. You know, by being in the Word of God each and every day. Be reading and meditating upon the Word of God. This is where we get our power, our strength, and our help from. You know, we don't get it from the newspaper. Don't get it from any news broadcast. We have the good news of the Word of God. That Jesus is there with us to help us, to guide us, direct us. That Jesus still saves, that He's still working, He's still on the throne. He's not up in heaven pacing the floor about COVID or what's happening in Washington or Annapolis or wherever. You know, He's still in charge. He's in control. And He's the one who's there for us to help us and to guide us and direct us. We need to increase our faith in God. That's the exciting thing about walking this Christian walk, serving the Lord, and serving the Lord, you know, you increase your faith. You know, you see God work, see God answer prayers. That builds your faith, builds your prayer life. And, you know, God wants to use each and every one of us. God is the one who's there. As I said, it's an exciting thing about seeing those young men that you saw as children, maybe, you know, students in your Sunday school class or ones you've seen running around the church, that today, you know, are pastors. are serving the Lord in a ministry, that are working in a ministry. And that's the amazing thing about being around. Hey, be worth it all when we see Jesus. And I'm glad he's the one who's there for us. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given you. You know, when the world around you don't make any sense, what's going on, go to the Word of God. Ask him for wisdom, and he'll show you how it all works out. You know, you think things are bad down here on this old earth now, read through the book of Revelation. Hey, the world ain't seen nothing yet. You know, this is man's tribulation, trials, judgment, whatever. But when God turns his judgment loose upon this old earth, you know, there's going to be havoc on this old earth. But the good part is we're out of here. You know, we'll be up in heaven observing it all. We'll be up there running the streets of glory, up there at the Last Supper, with the supper of the Lamb, the marriage supper of the Lamb. You know, just think, we'll be up there, we can eat for throughout eternity and not have to worry about gaining a pound, not have to worry about getting indigestion. Won't ever even get full, because that's heaven's food. And the Lord is the one who's there for us. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things that are hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, the more we trust him, the more he rewards us. You know, the Lord takes care of us, meets the needs. As I said, in the ministry, I haven't missed a bill, missed a meal. You know, it's all been paid. And I always said, I hope the IRS never audits me, because I can't explain how the bills are paid. You know, but God does it. I had one missionary told me, he said, well, I was audited. I said, well, what did you tell them when they questioned about your bills? He said, I told them God did it. I said, well, what did they write down? They wrote down, God did it. You know, you can't explain God. God's ways are above our ways. God's the one who's there for us. And I'm glad that we can trust in him. You know, when we doubt God, you know, and don't have faith, nothing happens. We just get down in the doldrums of this old life. But we can walk above the circumstances when we put our faith in God and trust in him. And he's the one who will see us victoriously through. He's the one who's there for us every step of the way. So just remember that old hymn, trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. You know, that's the key to the Christian life. We just trust in him, obey his calling and what he would have us to do. As we witness for him, as we work for him, we serve him, live for him, he's the one who will give us the victory, because he's won the victory for each and every one of us. So how's the Lord speaking to your heart here this morning? Let's bow our heads and our hearts in prayer. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for